Elroy Billiman, a U.S. Army veteran and descendant of a Navajo code talker, was 2 weeks short of coming home from a combat tour in Iraq when an IED struck his vehicle and he lost his right arm. But he was determined to take back the life he had before the war. Working cattle on his ranch in the Navajo Nation and being minus his dominant arm wasn't going to keep him from it.
Elroy, let me ask you about your arm. Now, I understand that at some point you changed the design of this so that it would be more conducive to your work on horseback.
Yeah, in the beginning, we being an amputee, I never knew what was out there. And they have all these different variations of prosthetics. They got the myoelectrical, they got the body conventional power, they got hybrids, and they basically presented me all these prosthetics, and I honestly didn't know which one to pick, so I picked a few and went with it, and then eventually I got back to the ranch and realized that those prosthetics would not work for me. So we went back. I would go back to my prosthetic guy. His name is Mike Pack. He's out of Phoenix, artificial limb specialist, and he would ask me, what do you do? And I told him, this is what I do. This is what I want to be able to do again. And we kind of just came together and we tried different arms. And I remember one time I was sitting in the physical therapy at the Balboa Naval Medical Center, and I was watching the guys, because majority of the guys that were hurt were leg amputees, and I was watching them, and they were putting their liners on, and they were snapping into their arm, their legs, they were snapping into them, and I was like, man, you know what? I think that would work for me, if I'd be able to put a liner on and just snap into it, and that way it wouldn't come off, because the other arms I had, it would pull out, and the strap that would come around my left arm was what would keep it in, and that was really uncomfortable because the strap would be running up my underarm, and it cut circulation off, and it felt really uncomfortable. So I went with Mike Pack, and I said, hey, can I get a prosthetic where I could snap into it? And he said, yeah, but you won't have an elbow, or your elbow won't look symmetrical like a normal arm. And I said, I don't need an elbow. And he actually told me about a guy, an electrician down in Phoenix, similar height, amputee above the elbow. And he says, he's got this arm that he uses and it works well with him. And he does what he does, as being an electrician. So he showed me a video of it, and I was watching it, and I that's what I said. I said, I want to be able to do the things I used to be able to do, and tie stuff and kind of just, work with my work, have something to work with. And he said, yeah, we could figure that out. And so, and he said, there's actually a farmer's hook. They got a design for a farmer's hook. And then we just went from there. We put the farmer's hook on, we put these spacers on, redid the socket, and I snapped right into it, put a strap on it, and it's actually way, way comfortable than the other prosthetics, and a lot lighter, definitely a lot lighter. And the main thing is the function. I'd be able to saddle my horse, I'd be able to work power tools, I'd be able to do some mechanic work, and from that moment on, I just kept this arm on, and it's worked all these years. I think I probably had it on for, almost 10 years now. I got some other prosthetics that I have, but I never wear them. I wear this one all the time because, ranch work is pretty tough.
This story was made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Veterans Coming Home is a collaborative public media project between Wisconsin Public Television, The Kindling Group, and KSFR Santa Fe Public Radio.